On the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 7-2 overall and play Arkansas Pine Bluff and Alabama A&M this week. Coach, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Coach, if you'd like to start with some opening comments, then we'll open the call up for questions.
Well, as we prepare for exams here, we're pleased that went to the Palace on Saturday and got a win over a quality Oakland team. And now we are on with the two more games this week with Pine Bluff and Alabama A&M and getting closer and closer to the beginning of the Big Ten season. So got exams start Thursday, continue all the way to the following Thursday. So as with like every campus, a lot going on.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll open the call up for questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Trey Burke just picked up his second Freshman of the Week award today. Can you just talk a little bit about his development as a freshman this season and what he's meant to the team so far?
Yeah, he has performed, what I say, atypical of some freshmen, most freshmen. That, first of all, it's unusual to have a void at a starting position like we had at the point guard. So he was able to come in and work pretty hard in preseason. He earned it. There was no question about it. But now for him to be playing 30 and 35 minutes a game and still playing at a high level, all 30 or 35, says a lot about his personality, his desire to win and be a good player, really become a good Big Ten player.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your question comes from the line of Nick Baumgartner with AnnArbor.com.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good. We talked about a little bit after the game about Stu being able to kind of get back into the flow of things. That was his best scoring day since, I think, the opener. You didn't call it a slump, but how nice was it to see him really start to find a flow there?
Yeah, you know, he has had some really good days in practice, and that's, Nick, how I usually gauge how they're playing, not necessarily in games until it's over a long, long stretch, but he's been practicing like that. So I'm just happy for him because the people don't see what I see every day, and I'm sure he has people question him what's wrong or he may question himself, but he's capable of games like that, and we've seen in the past. Even more.
Is the same happening with Matt, too? I mean, he's also, his numbers have been down. Is he still progressing
yeah.
the way you want him to practice?
Yeah, we had a really good workout with Matt yesterday. As traditionally, after a hard-fought game, the five or six players that played 30 minutes do not do very much, but the guys that didn't play, we treat it like their game day. And he was, again, in the workout, exceptional. It was actually scrimmage, and the whole thing was exceptional. So that's what I see every day. So we just keep throwing him in there, and it only takes one shot for him to just, get himself back going and not have to worry about whether he's helping the team or not.
Thanks, John.
Your next question comes from the line of Michael Rothstein with ESPN.com.
Hi, John. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
This might sound like an odd question, but you guys have had about six high-quality games in a row. Do you worry about mental letdown at all after playing that type of competition for 3 weeks straight, really?
I mean, before every game, there's always concerns about, if you had five or six quality in a row, is the fifth or sixth, do you need to play a team with not a marquee name or not a rival or not an in-state opponent. And this is the same thing. You hope you have enough guys on your team that value the experience of playing in a Michigan uniform and playing at Chrysler and, having goals of having a great non-conference season so that you can be in position to have a great conference season. So, I always have concerns before every game, and that's what you try to address. But I don't think this is any more than any other thing that you'd go through.
Obviously, the next two games you clearly want to win, but do you work more on solidifying a rotation heading into Big Ten in these games?
We are still looking for what's the best bench rotation. I think that our starting five is pretty solidified, and you can count on Stu Douglas coming off the bench. John's injury still has him in very limited right now, but we're looking for who's going to give us something both offensively, defensively at the seventh, eighth, and ninth spots. And I hope that we have opportunities like that, but at the same time, we're out to win every game first, not experiment in practice. We don't experiment a whole lot in games.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from the line of Rod Beard with the Detroit News.
Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, talk about Zach's game. It kind of went under the radar that he had those 8 assists, but it seems like he's becoming a more complete player that really fits into the offense and does whatever you need him to do. We've seen the 20-point game, the 10-rebound game, but the assist is really the last piece of that where he's showing he can just kind of do whatever.
For the first time, it was because of Evan's evolution here, where Evan's rebounding, he's shooting, he's getting to the foul line, that we felt better about Zach playing at a guard, and he's now in a comfort level where I think he's seeing things better. But I believe it did go under everybody else's radar. Believe me, it didn't go under the coach, out of the coach's radar. That was one of the first things we mentioned. And he had great little just looks, especially on the perimeter, to set up Tim, to set up Trey. Really did a good job. And so I'm really pleased with his evolution as he's moved back to a two-guard.
Thanks, Coach.
We have time for one more question.
Your final question comes from the line of Bob Batt. This is with Columbus Dispatch.
Morning, John.
Good morning.
You talked about Trey playing at a high level, being able to play at a high level for as many minutes as he's playing. As much as you probably watched him while you were recruiting him, is there anything that he's done so far this season that maybe surprised you or you maybe didn't expect him to do as a freshman?
Yeah, I really don't have very high expectations on every freshman coming in to pick up how much they can absorb and without being bothered by it. And that's what I think has been the most pleasing and thing about what his evolution so far is, that as he's come in, we're just continue to give him more and more, and he's showing no frustration about when he makes mistakes, and he's allowing himself to become a better player because he's a great listener. And he's well-prepared. He had a great high school coach and a great program, and you see that right now as we get ready for the college game. He was very well-prepared to play college basketball.
Thanks, Coach. That's all the time we have this morning,
okay.
And we look forward to speaking with you again in January.
All right. Thank you very much.